Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda
एवं च संतुष्ट तस्य कार्यं न विद्यते
Understand?
One who is, however, taking pleasure in the self.
You see, what is the self?
Self means
your siddha deha. Your siddha deha.
Self means siddha deha. One who is, however, taking pleasure in the self. Who is illuminated in mind in the self, who rejoices in and is satisfied with the self only,
Immersed in your sarup.
For him, there is no duty.
No duty. Right.
So duty is remaining only to satisfaction.
Only the duty is to be in the service of Swami.
That is confusing. That they always to satisfy Krishna.
Arey bhai, is a Krishna is the person who is not know Krishna. If you know Radhika is your list, you think there is a stage of consciousness.
And you see what kind of conclusion is arising. They say that the duty service, what we are doing, it is in the mood of Lakshmi
Narayana. Because they cannot bring to Radhika. Lakshmi
Narayana. So it is more confusing. What is the main point that you have to reach? And then you have to learn from Buddha. As long as I came to Buddha, so I am hearing that Radharani is the Ishtar. Come on, Radharani cannot be Ishtar. Radha is our people. So, in this way the confusion was going up.
Radharani is the Ishtar.
Yeah.
And Krishna is the only gardener. Radha, garden is of Radhika. Vrindavan is Radhika's Vrindavan. And Krishna is only gardener in this Vrindavan. This is that thing.
That's beautiful. because he is.
So this becomes supreme because he becomes gardener. That is the supremeness of him. Because he is supreme.
Even the ascetics of highest order. Yasya kadapi vasuman chale kela matthi. Kandyani dhanna pavadena viyarthi
mahi. You see.
Even Madhusudan. He is utterly inconceivable by the ascetics of highest order.
Even the flavor he smells that rabbit, flavor he becomes
qualified.
This is the quality.
By the movement of the border of the garments of Vishwanandana Deva.
I like this look very much.
So, in Varsana, if you read what someone gives in Varsana, you is a kind of real path, how to having this Brahmacharya Parvat Maharaj and this Brahmacharya Parvat where the Sri's temple is there, Radha Rani's mandir, temple. So it's, if you do anything there, it will rest conscious.
Vrindavan, anything you do in the whole Vrindavan, it works. What you will think, it will come.
Yes, because lots of contradictions there.
Yeah.
All the trees are contradictions.
But sun is more ideal. Sharp vibration.
Yes.
It moves soon. Even in Vrindavan it comes.
Vrindavan, because many people are coming to Vrindavan from Delhi and other sides. So they are exchanging the atomic, you know.
It's nothing will change. Never, nobody can change. It's the Radha Rani place. Nobody can change. It's a special home of Radha and Krishna. Nobody can change. Externally they will change, but inside will be the same.
Yes.
The home.
All the people
are home, home, home. But they come external mind, they not stay in Vrindavan but think outside. They are not in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a Vrindavan. I travel half of the world and I know very many places. But nothing is better than Vrindavan.
What you say as speak about greater and not to see equal, there is
nothing than possible. And Krishna becomes supreme because he becomes the gardener of Radha.
Yes. Yes.
This is your supreme personality, Godhead, forget supremacy and he becomes gardener. Protecting his garden, Radhika is her garden. Nobody can disturb her. Nobody can disturb Radhika's dasi. He protects those things because he is the gardener.
So why it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna being satisfied by Radha Rani, he disappeared?
No, this is apparent in the different people. He has to listen from Rasika.
Yeah.
He disappears with Gopi, not with Radha. He disappears from the Gopi, he disappears from the Gopi to meet with Radha. He no feel any taste with the Gopi and Sakhi. And he starts searching for Radha. And they find him in the Kunja. He's in Kunja.
Radha.
Gopis are not Radha. This is a very hidden thing. Gopi Git is the highest there, but in that highest you have to listen from Rasika.
They explain Gopi Bhav using for the self-satisfaction. Because giving the four things, their family and Krishna together.
Gopi means all you offer to the Krishna. That is go means senses. offer your senses in the sight
of God. Radha Mahalini Maharaj, they are explaining that Gopi means we are truly a group of sakis and
accessories. Yeah. I have no idea. They have different concepts. When I listen, no manjari bhav, I not stop doing that. Sakari is not my goal. But 2 days I try to think in Sakari manjari. It's okay, but it's not that mood of. Manjari mood is Radhika. Gopis want Radhika. Sakari wants Krishna. Sakhi wants Krishna. That is a wanting is different.
What's your expectation? I had this realization. It's so important for somebody to know that. What's my expectation? What I expect?
A time, how? Yeah. What is your time, why? No, practice, you will expect that. At the time of that. You will never go out of that. So why you want to take make a I vow? You only at the time of death also I am there. At the time of Jesus crucified, he was in a I vow as a son to go in the crucified. That is his time.
But really at the time of death, even you lose your chanting power.
Only your sarup is chanting.
Your expectation you do not lose. Right? You expect something. That is like,
you know, chanting is working when you are in sadhak there.
Yeah.
When you go in your siddha there, your japa will stop. And you cannot say, wait, Radha Rani, 1 hour I have to complete my chanting. Yeah, you have to be in service all the time.
Because you're all not trying to get.
So, what chanting? Chanting is to come out from this bodily consciousness to my sarup. Sarup, where is it? And if you say to Radhika, please 1 hour wait, my niyam will complete, then I will do it. The God.
Brahmana Rasika has been explained in the instructions that you should not stop chanting.
Chanting, not talk, stop, because Sadhak Deha is there. When you enter your Siddha Deha, moment you stop, your finger will not move. You try and you will see that. Finger will stop, your mind is fixed, and you forget every external activity. Then what will happen? You can move your feet. But that moment, when you come out for again chanting, is all your chanting will come out.
That moment,
you again come back from there, you will see more taste in that time. That's it. Simply some flash. Yeah, oh. Simply there are a time of very important in our sadhana. Many things I say before.
So, isn't it really possible to just like the deep of Vrindavan will arise in someone's heart and he can see the vision here direct?
Yes, possible. But in Vrindavan, Divya Vrindavan to see. You cannot see in Germany, Divya Vrindavan. You have to come to home Vrindavan to enter in Divya Vrindavan. Land of Vrindavan to come to see, enter in Divya Vrindavan. and you need the association of the person who is going there in Divya Vrindavan. Their association will help you to go in Divya Vrindavan. I meet with those people who have no distaste, they cannot help us. We need sajatiya, that is sajatiya.
Yes. Or you have to be alone.
Alone will not work, then you will become yogi. We need sangha, sadhu sangha, and then quiet. Sadhu sangha is important.
Oh, Savita, I don't see you for long.
They say once at a time, the Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, he was observing the vision of
Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read. Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mor Aas. There are six Goswami. They now say all six Goswami's different name and every time. When they are
talk about them, they say Rupa Raghunath
Pade Rahu Mor Aas. No other. If you go in many Goswami's, then they have a different name. Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mor Aas. Why? Rupa. Rupa is a Rupa Manjari and his Acharya of Avideha.
Avideha.
Avideha means deha, avideha, separate from this body, the bhajan. Avideha means siddha deha. Physical body, how to disconnect and go in a spiritual body, that is avideha.
But all these things are coming in force, you know, nothing is possible to get.
Huh?
The siddha deha, what we are following, it is only coming on thought.
No. What you say? Is it coming in the real form? Why you say this? Thoughts
so
is for them?
Arising later on.
Later on? No, now. If I will be in that practice. Prabhupada writes in page 4, Sarup and Sarup Siddhi is the goal of our life, bhajan. Read this page, Bhagavad Gita. Page 4, introduction. Sarup and Sarup Siddhi is the goal of our bhajan. Page 4, introduction.
Yes. Mukhya Hitma Nakharapam Sarupana Vyavasthiti.
Reads English.
That's real?
I show to many people.
Introduction.
Preface.
No, introduction.
Yeah,
the Lord is not talking the system of yoga.
You
the
see?
Gita,
you read this, I will show you many things.
Was first given to the Sun God, and Sun God explained to one who explained to the Chaku in this way, and in that way, by discipline successor, one speaker after another, this yoga system has been coming up. But in the course of time, it has become lost. One thing on you,
one father, there's that father, right?
Consequently, the Lord has to speak again. And this time, we are not going to be the
future.
He tells Arjuna that he is reading this Supreme Secretary because he is his devotee and his friend. The purpose of this
is devotee and his friend. This is the devotee means friend.
Yeah.
Then he is devotee.
That's why he is telling the secret.
Hello! Arigato gozaimasu! How are you? Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
Forest.
Yeah. Oh.
The problem is that yes, it tells Arjuna that he is everything is simple second because he is his devotee and his friend. The problem is that
his friend, that is to understand.
Yeah. His friend. The problem is Bhagavad Gita is a treatment which is basically for the devotee. There are three classes of transcendental bliss, namely Jnani, Yogi and Bhakta.
You see, Jnani and Yogi is not Bhakta. Three class. Yogis are not Bhakta, who is living in the mountain. They are not Bhakta.
Yeah, they are.
They dress like a Bhakta, but no Bhakta. Jnani, very knowledgeable, is not Bhakta.
They serve Buddha. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one part. Bhagavatam,
if Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will sit with them, I will explain you.
The Bhagavatam, there are three classes of bliss, only Jnani, Yogi and Bhakta. All the impersonalists meditate at the world.
You see, and Bhakta is different. Meditation and devotee is different. Who is in a relationship, they are Bhakta.
Here, the Lord clearly tells Arjuna that he is making him the conscious receiver of the new karma, this is the success. Because the old success was broken. It was the Lord's wish. They have to establish another karma in the same line of thought that was given them for some of the others. And it was a business that is teaching the distributor and leave it at you. You want the Arjuna to become the already understanding the Bhagavad Gita. So you see, the Bhagavad Gita is instructed to the truth, especially because Arjuna was a devotee of the Lord. He had a student of Krishna and his intimate friend. Yeah.
You see, intimate friend. Devotee means?
Intimate. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is best understood by a person who has Bhagavad Gita. Similar to Arjuna.
Yeah, intimacy is important.
There is to say, you must be able to do that.
Direct relation with the Lord. 22 times he talked about religion in one page.
Yeah. As soon as one becomes a devotee to the Lord, he also does a direct message.
You again direct
relation. Yeah. As soon as the one becomes a devotee to the Lord, he also does a direct message to the Lord. That is a good
by you. Without relation, how you can do devotion? You see, she has the relations and she, I don't say anything. She my swelling shishi and she is giving money.
Yes, that is that my identification of relationship.
Really?
See, my learning from the principles.
Yeah, really?
And the relationship is about the person. But in the present,
and they said devotional
service. But in the present status of our life, we have not only forgotten the Supreme Lord, but we have forgotten our eternal
existence.
Yeah. Every living being, out of many millions and trillions of living beings, has a particular relationship with the Lord.
Hey, 1 minute, listen.
I have to listen, okay?
Yeah.
That is for the Swarup.
Yes, yes. Swarup.
By the process of devotional service, we can define the Swarup.
Yeah.
And the stage is called Swarup Siddhi.
Like a mother. I behave like a mother. I will take care of the Swarup in my Swarup and I will do the devotion like that. And this will be perfect and will come in my Swarup. A sky bhav will come. I'm a friend. A sky bhav will come. Conjugal lover, that a sky bhav will come. The Krishna in all activities, what is happening, not inside only temple happening, all the circumstances.
What we become the devotee as a conjugal lover?
Yeah. Right? But in the spiritual identity, not physical identity, then in the sahajya.
Yeah. Spiritual identity. That is for Swarupa, but the process of devotional service will be required for Swarupa. In that stage, for Swarupa Shakti,
that is the goal of our life, Swarupa and Swarupa Shakti.
So Arjuna was a devotee and he was in touch with the Supreme Lord and the Messiah. Our Arjuna accepted God and the Messiah also wrote a narrow passage to give him a teacher. Arjuna said, "You are the Supreme Brahma, the ultimate supreme above and purified. They have changed. They are always changing the words and sentences about it.
That is the
style. You are the Supreme Brahma, the ultimate, and the Supreme Abode, and the Absolute Truth, the Eternal Divine Person. You are the primal God, transcendental.
That is the God concept. You see that what I want to show you is Swarupa and Swarupa. This I don't read. This is not my subject. I see the Swarupa and Swarupa. You know, said that you become Pujari. Prabhupada said, develop your Swarupa and Swarupa. And that Swarupa is the Manjari Swarupa. You know, explain that details, but Swarupa and Swarupa Siddhi. How you know that my feet is soil? I put the feet down so it's soiling. Old man. How are you? Are you say baat kiyo aaj Sunday hai uska? We have to develop Swarup. Physically Swarup, no. It will be Sahajiya.
Spiritual, sir. Spiritual.
Spiritual. It's spiritual feeling, divine relation. If this is not happening, it will be totally sahajiya, abul babul. It's not possible with physical body. With sarup, possible.
What is the symptom that one can recognize that he has got sarup symptom?
That Narayan Maharaj said, seva sadhak rupena and siddha rupena chhatrahi.
Siddha rupena?
Chhatrahi. Chhatrahi.
Chhatrahi.
Chhatra means umbrella. When siddha rupena come, all material body will become like an umbrella. All vibration will happen in a siddha rupena, not material. All behavior will change, thoughts will change, thinking will change. Sadhu Maharaj wants to travel whole world. For what? Making this happen. It was what? It was Sadhu Maharaj, physical body wants. My ego wants it. My material desire brings me to collect money and make this happen. When I realize this, and I want to be in my sarup, then I stop it. Because it's not my business to make this apple and make this. It's not for me. It's not my business. What happened to Narayan Maharaj make 25,000 disciples? What happened? They cannot sit together. All has a different branches. How many branches now?
Cannot count.
It's countless.
I don't count. Because in one group there's more subgroups.
Subgroups also. All become guru.
I don't know. Complex.
And Narayan Maharaj as a siddha roop, he can. Everyone is together now. Prabhupada, all will be together, all become together. This was last question in London. You understand what I want to say? Yes, Maharaj, sell more books. This is your teaching to me. This is now. He said, you say what you want. Yes, Maharaj, make more temple and more collection and build the more temple. This is your desire. Yes, I want to see. What? To develop the knowledge. What knowledge? Prabhupada. How to handle the management of all our servant but bogus. Then he says, nobody understands what I want. Sarup and sarup siddhi is the rule of life. Relationship is the goal of life. And the goal of life to take Radha Darshan. Soft. Thank you.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.